Hey, I just wanted to just wrap up, just kind of give a brief overview of just God's faithfulness through his word. And, you know, we traveled this week. We started out and we said it's going to be lessons from Dan. And I had one person come up and said, what does that mean? You're going to pontificate for 5 days and we got to listen to this? And no, God's word is alive and it is wonderful. And it cuts our hearts and it mends and it heals us. And it challenges us, and it convicts us, and we rejoice in it. One of the first things I said to you, I guess it was Sunday already, or Saturday night, and I said, if we engage the Word of God and you walk out of here this week, and you went, this was interesting, I failed in my duties. I don't want it to be informational. We want it to be transformational. And so this week we looked at what does it mean that God is in control? And we picked up little Velcro statements that you could take with you away, such as God is in control of those who are in control, which we saw in the life of Nebuchadnezzar. We saw a king who was contented and prosperous, but then he met the living God. And he met a man who had God at the center of his heart, and he surrendered his heart. And then we saw three men who understood what it meant to love the Lord, the God, with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their strength. And these said, in our God, he's able to do all things. And you can threaten me all you want. But he can deliver us if he wants to. But, finish it. But even if he doesn't, we will not bow the knee to your God. And then we studied yesterday. You introduced yourselves to your neighbor, and your introduction was, I'm not God. And if you remember, Ann Lamott's saying was, the only difference between me and God is God doesn't think he's me. We're not God. Praise the Lord. And what wrapped it all up was today. Who's at the center of your life? Who do you hold in that one spot? Who do you love the most? What do you love the most? And my prayer for every one of you as you leave here today is that you wouldn't let this word wash away as you drive down the driveway here, that you would bind it to your heart, that you would remind yourself, my Lord, I love you with all my heart. I will follow you wherever you lead me. And I know you are able to do all things, but even if you do not, my life belongs to you. Thank you so much. You were more of a blessing than I could have ever been. You were engaged with me. The conversations that we had outside were of great encouragement to me. My prayer is that you will make an impact on the kingdom, that people will recognize you and say, watch those people who serve their God continuously, and what a difference they're making in their in the lives of all they come in touch. I love you very much. Thank you very much.